Hello, good masturbator morning. I haven't done one of these in a while. But you know, today we're going to talk about the Cum Holy Grail. If you don't know what the Cum Holy Grail is, it's something that first appeared on Reddit, I believe, or 4chan or something, where someone was really experimenting with supplements that would increase their libido and increase their cum shot like size and mass. In the most like cost-effective way. So they were experimenting with a lot of supplements at the time, and the Cum Holy Grail breaks down to like L-arginine for like erection strength, Phygem for pre-cum production, lecithin for semen load, like increased loads or something, and then zinc for testosterone support and like all that sort of like culminated in the formation of the Cum Holy Grail online. And you know, someone screenshotted it because the original thread got taken down, spread it all across the internet, and like folks still take it today. Every so often it pops back up into like the public space, and then everyone starts buying it, and then you know, then slowly it dies down again, because you know, supplements are kind of hard to keep up with, especially with you know, people taking medication that they actually do need, because again, like these supplements are like what they are. They're supplementary to your actual diet. And that being said, I am not a medical professional. The person that did the Cum Holy Grail, they did not state their credentials or anything. So keep that in mind. Be sure to ask your doctor or general healthcare provider whether you should be taking these supplements, and if you are on medication at the moment. See if they interact with each other. Ask ahead of time, because like you never know how a medication could interact with another one. You know, two things that may be harmless on their own may cause a very adverse side effect when put together. So with all that being said, we're going to talk about, does the Cum Holy Grail work? In my experience, for me, yes, it has. But you have to be very consistent with it. You know, the second you stop taking it, is the second that, you know, then it starts to fade away, then you kind of just go back to your normal body's like cum production, semen production. And like with L-arginine, I did notice a rise in morning wood erection quality and all that stuff, because you know, it does have the blood dilating sort of side effect. And what it does is like it increases the amount of nitric oxide in your bloodstream, so your blood vessels dilate and it's easier to get an erection. It's similar to Viagra. And so because of that, I have to mention that it does increase the risk of having an adverse effect to poppers. So if you are using poppers while using L-arginine and you feel like an adverse like side effect, or you feel like, you know, a small like dose of poppers gets you really dizzy or makes it harder to breathe, then stop using poppers immediately, or just avoid it altogether if you don't want to find out if it has that consequence. You know, I don't think that gets talked about enough, especially with the amount of popper baiters that do use the Cum Holy Grail at the same time. So, like, let's talk about, like, the deterring factors now of using the Cum Holy Grail. So, like, you know, you could be on medication that could interact with it negatively. There are some side effects that you can feel from just consuming it. Like, for zinc, for example, do not increase the dosage beyond, like, what is recommended on the bottle and everything. Because zinc poisoning is a real thing. You know, like your body can only process so much zinc. Taking all these supplements can be taxing if you have like liver or kidney damage. It can add like more things for your body to filter. So, you know, if be aware if you have those problems. And on top of that, it's a lot of pills to be taking every day. You know, the Cum Holy Grail that is recommended is like a daily dose of all these supplements and everything. So like it's easy to just get fed up with it and stop using it, or to forget, or to be inconsistent with it. And that's why most people, like, they have all the bottles lying around, they just forget to use it. In my personal experience, especially with zinc, consuming zinc can cause nausea, especially if it's not consumed with a meal. So, like, that was a deterring factor for me. Oftentimes, I just take zinc in my multivitamin form just because, like, it's really intense nausea that I experience whenever I take it. And so, like, be aware, like, if you feel any adverse side effects, if you don't feel like you normally do when you take these supplements, then that's your sign to stop using it and consult your doctor. And another deterring factor that prevents people from taking the Come Holy Grail that I've seen is the price point. Like, literally, one bottle of L-arginine, that's at least $20. A bottle of zinc, for anywhere from 10 to 15. Lecithin, $20. You know, adds up over time. You could definitely be spending like $100 a month on just supplements, and like that's like sort of the thing of like how much, you know, are you going to spend on supplements versus how much are you going to spend on like an actual good and balanced diet. And that's where I like kind of diverge from taking the Come Holy Grail, and that's why I've stopped, because, you know, like I just changed my diet to be something more healthy and have all these nutrients that are already available in my day-to-day like diet, in my day-to-day consumption of food. There are foods that are high in zinc, there are foods that are high in lecithin, foods that are high in L-arginine. The only thing that I still take is Spigem from time to time if I want to increase my pre-cum production, just because like it does help with prostate health, and also like it helps with pre-cum production, and I do notice a general difference. It also does help with urinary like health and stuff, in my experience. And it's very important to mention, especially in the US, that a lot of these supplements are not tested or regulated by the FDA, meaning that the active ingredient in these supplements has not been proven to cure any ailments or provide any health benefits in a sort of double-blind sort of test or in a statistical analysis. And as someone who like took a lot of biostatistical classes in my undergrad, you know, I know what that means, and that's scary and alarming to me, because, you know, the best case scenario is that nothing happens to you. The worst case scenario is, you know, you have an adverse side effect and, you know, no one can pinpoint what it is. So definitely be aware of that when you're taking these supplements. Another thing to mention is sometimes the placebo effect is at play. So, you know, you may come more, and then you may just assume because you are taking this medication, you have a increased amount of cum production, when in reality, it may just be because you're drinking more water, or it may just be because, you know, you changed your diet or something like that. Or you may not even be coming more at all, and you just may be perceiving yourself as coming more. So it's important to sort of keep that in mind, especially, you know, if it's between paying rent and for paying for food and doing the Come Holy Grail, you know, go for rent or food, like, because it's not, I wouldn't say it's that worth it, you know. Definitely, as I mentioned, you can change your diet so that you do have more cum production. You can cum more and then just like increase your body's production naturally, or you can drink more water and just like do the things that men try to do when like they are trying to conceive, which is like avoid hot tubs, avoid alcohol consumption, avoid smoking, just like things like that can decrease your sperm count, or just like do things that would increase your sperm count, like eating a healthy diet, drinking lots of water, and, you know, sleeping well, exercising. Those sorts of things will increase your cum production naturally. Particularly if you're able-bodied, if you do have like a sort of condition or something, you know, again, see your doctor and sort of like work with them to figure out what you can do for that. But that being said, you know, in terms of cum production and libido, you know, you're perfect the way you are right now. Like, a small cum shot is nothing to lose sleep over. I think we all know that deep down. You know, like, if you shoot ropes and ropes, that's great. If you shoot just a little bit, that's great. You know, like, there's nothing to shame each other for. There's nothing to like go into debt for. It's just you being yourself when you masturbate. So like, just make sure that you enjoy yourself. Make sure that you're not putting yourself in harm's way to achieve this sort of like porn star ideal. There's nothing wrong with small loads. It doesn't make you less of a masturbator. It doesn't make you less of a sperm producer. It's just a bodily function at the end of the day. So look down to your penis, say you love it, say that you're going to care for it, and I'll talk to you later, masturbator.